Welcome to Soccer Works with Daniel Workman, where we take a brief look at how soccer works in the U.S. and around the world.
3, 2, 1, welcome.
On episode 49, I talk about a recent trip to Los Angeles. So I am out in L.A., and I'm working on some new projects, some of which you will hear about very soon. And the last night I'm there, I go out and watch a local Latino League final with Eric Winalda. We get there, the match kicks off at around 9:30 p.m. It takes place at a local high school stadium. The stands are filled with hundreds of Latinos, people of all ages. I am one of a handful of non-Latinos in attendance. The match was pretty good. The quality of play was pretty good. The sad part about this match and the sad part about this entire experience is that it exists completely outside of the U.S. soccer system. There were no Major League Soccer or U.S. soccer scouts in attendance. The winner of the match did not have the opportunity to get promoted to a higher league. Not even U.S. soccer clubs have that opportunity. This experience reminded me so much that we have so many players, scouts, coaches, clubs, without access to the top levels of the game in the U.S. We are not doing the real soccer business well. We are not doing the real business of soccer well. We're not doing soccer well, and that needs to change. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing the podcast. Until next time.